You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Did you hear what Rosie Brick said?
I don't want to be Jake Tapper.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds. That's right. Oh, no.
I don't know what happened.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to ENN. I'd like to start off, if I can, and I shall, by saying good evening to Michael.
You're the play-by-play guy. You're the boss of the booth.
A lot of saliva in the mouth there.
Saliva. I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Outside the world, I'm nobody, and I'm comfortable with that.
The humbling day.
I'd also like to say good evening to Michael.
Play-by-play guy is the captain.
And I'd like to say good evening to Michael again.
Cameron. Who's Cameron?
That's better than you guys realize. I'd like
and
to
here's
say
the
good
other
evening
thing
to
too.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You got these list of people, right?
Yeah.
But do they have distinctive voices? Like, will you know it's them?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, of course. Michael Kay, sure. Peter, sure.
Cameron, for sure, for a ton
I
of people.
Know.
But, Don, you didn't know who Angie Martinez was. I'll be honest,
why
your opinion
do I have
completely
to know? Can
went
I ask you that?
Because
I'm a radio personality
it was such
and I know
huge
radio, but why do I have to know?
She's an icon in radio in the city that you're employed in.
But what
so
station?
How can we now listen to you? Well, yeah, of course you haven't heard of 5-year-old foreign, but if you heard her say this is Angie Martinez, you didn't know who that is, this list missed you.
Well, explain to me.
Okay.
No, I'm serious.
Angie Martinez was afternoon drive on Hot 97 from the late 90s until 2012 or something, at which point she left and went to our competitor, Power 105, where she's been for the last 8 years.
Nice.
She's in the Radio Hall of Fame. She has 2 albums, Grammys. She's been
she's
in movies.
She's pretty significant, Don.
What's
she's
that?
Interviewed
she's
Tupac and Biggie and everybody. Like,
no,
she's
I'm not disrespecting. I just don't know.
No, he asked in earnest. He doesn't know.
Would you, like, if you worked, Michael, do you think if Peter worked in the early 80s in New York, would he know who Del DeMondro is?
But wait a second. I work in 2021. I knew who Angie Martinez was.
Hmm?
But I don't listen to Hot 97 except
for my
boy.
I don't either, but she's iconic.
I don't know. I didn't know who it was. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But if you're iconic in the hip-hop world, and I'm not a hip-hop guy.
But that's
I'm not either.
But people don't know who Fran Lebowitz is, but she's iconic to some people.
Fran Lebowitz, another rap artist.
Who else you got there, Michael?
Desus Nice.
That would be Deezus from Deezus and Mero.
Okay. The Kid Mero.
Who else you got, Michael?
Fivio Foreign.
Fivio Foreign.
All right, do we have to do this? Malibu Mitch. I got that right.
You nailed that one.
Apparently, we broke bread with her, Michael, in the Vegas trip, I'm being told by.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember.
You forgot that.
Oh, with Angie. Yes.
Yeah.
You and her were the only people on Radio Row.
Yeah, for a boxing match.
But I'm not being disrespectful. I just didn't know.
She knows who you are, from what I've heard.
There's no way she knows who I am.
Big LaGreca fan.
You know, that's a good point. She might not. Angie hasn't turned on a sports show in forever, if ever. It's not a... See? What was that, Peter? It's not a... Let's hear from Chad Pennington.
Was wow. All
yeah. This is just audio I have here. I want to play it. This is Pennington on with Greeny talking about Tom Brady.
From Tom's perspective, to see what he's doing at 43 years old,
I love it. It's just amazing. I want to see another year of it. I think we're watching some high-level football being played at that quarterback position, and that's what we all love to see, really good quarterback play, and we're able to see that in Brady. I mean, we didn't even talk about what a great season he's had this year, statistically speaking. This is one of the greatest years that he's had, other than the 07 year with Randy Moss and the Patriots, and so that is quite remarkable as well.
By the way, guys, Tom Brady going to have some surgery, a minor procedure on his knee this offseason, according to the Tampa Bay Times.
Can you believe a lot of people are giving him hate for, like, getting drunk yesterday? I mean, if you can't get drunk when you're celebrating a Super Bowl, a guy who is, like, treats his body like a temple, that's a cheat day. Let him do it. I'm sure he didn't drive home.
But as you like to say, Michael, it's a bad optic.
No, not unless you get in a car.
I know, but I'm sure he'll cringe when he sees that video.
I think he loves it. I don't think he did anything wrong,
but public intoxication is never a great look. But I'm not killing him for it, but I wouldn't be surprised if he kind of regretted that. You would regret that.
Well, I never let myself get out of control.
But why?
I don't have 7 Super Bowl rings.
No, but why don't you let yourself out of control? Because you probably don't want how that would look. Like, I don't think you would like.
I don't like how it would look, and I also don't want it used against me. Tom Brady's above being anything used against him.
No, I don't think you should worry about, like, used against him. I don't think anybody should use it against him. It's not like he was trying to hide it.
I see both sides. I have no issue with him having a good time after winning the Super Bowl. To Don's point, though, when you're, like, an absolutely iconic hero to kids and they see you just slizzard falling over drunk, it's not ideal.
Come on. You think that it impacts his fame or...
How backwards is this argument?
This is such bizarro world, but from Michael.
You're the one who should be attacking him.
Meanwhile, he'll attack him for a hat he has on in a press conference.
If he got in a car, I believe he should be arrested, but he was having a great time.
No,
his friend helped him off the boat. Who did he hurt?
Both could be true, all right? Nobody said he did anything illegal. Doesn't make him a bad guy, and we've all had those moments, but I'm sure he'll look back at it and kind of cringe. You're the guy that, like, rips Cam Newton for what he wears in a press conference. You used to rip Tom for the wool cap that he would wear in press conferences.
And now he's stumbling drunk, and you're like, oh, that's no big deal. I didn't like Tom walking through the stadium without a mask, but, I mean, it's a celebration. They were drinking. What did you expect him to do?
He probably had one drink. The man eats nothing but, like, almonds and spinach.
Right, and avocado.
And avocado, so he probably had 2 drinks.
Yeah, you got to drink on a full stomach. When was the last time his stomach was full?
Right. The man hasn't had a full meal in years. God, I was talking to my friend Judson yesterday. Every time we're talking, he's eating a salad. He makes me feel so fat. I mean, yesterday he was eating beet greens. I don't even know what that is.
Come on. How bad do you want to be in good health to eat that? How can that have any flavor?
The greens that are attached to beets with just that chomping on it in my ears.
I mean, look at the guy's name.
It's a great name.
Judson.
I don't understand.
Sounds like a department store in Canada.
What?
It's so amazing. He judges. Listen, again, I don't think Brady did anything wrong, right? But the guy that judges the way people look and what their names are is defending the guy that was, like, stumbling around. Like, you don't like people because of their last names. How weird is that?
Brandon Marshall tweeted out, why are people so mad at Brady? He gets drunk because he won a world title. We all get drunk just because it's a Friday night. You're all not the same.
Okay, I agree. I don't, listen, I don't have a moral judgment for it.
Didn't do anything wrong.
No, but again.
But Michael, you are such a fraud.
Like, listen,
why am I a fraud?
You're such a fraud.
How am I a fraud?
You would kill so many people for doing this. Oh, it's not a good optic to be walking around when you're supposed to represent an organization. I mean,
it's so true. Oh, my God, it's so true.
I can't believe you're defending it. They were carrying him like Weekend at Bernie's.
First of all, he was on a boat. Maybe he was seasick.
I mean, like I said, I'm personally not mad at him. I just can't believe you, of all people.
Because you know why? Because I'm an evolved human being. I judge things on a case-by-case basis.
I gotta tell you,
this
you
is a
are,
43-year-old.
You're changing.
You're the least evolved person that I know.
Oh, please.
Wow.
Evolve this.
Shoot it!
I mean, Michael, Peter, before you joined the show.
Yeah.
We would do an entire segment of Michael ripping how Tom Brady looked with his wool cap on after a game.
The guy won his seventh Super Bowl at the age of 43. He is one of the great health advocates of all time. That's his whole brand, TB12. He can't have fun and get loaded. He didn't hurt anybody.
Of course he didn't hurt anybody, but you just admitted you're Michael K, right?
But
you're
I
perfectly,
can,
you're,
my
if
brand
there's
can
a
be
cab
damaged.
Waiting for you outside of a restaurant, right? And you and Jody went out and you had a few too many, and Jody's helping you like into the cab
it could really
out of a
me.
Restaurant, and it ends up on like YouTube. You'd be flipping out saying that looks awful.
Right, but Tom Brady's above all that.
Nobody's above.
He's looking. Above it.
No, I think the higher above it, the more judgmental people are going to be.
When did you become this guy?
By the way, no one should be above that. Why? Then it's either the same for everybody or not.
No,
right,
it's
exactly.
not the same for everybody, because if you don't have a pristine reputation, then it looks bad. He's got a pristine reputation. So he imbibed a little bit too much. He didn't get in a car. You guys are being silly.
Again, you're missing the point.
You are.
He didn't do anything wrong. But for somebody who talks about optics, I'm really surprised you're taking this tact.
Well, I believe it.
When you've like killed, like, I can't believe Cam Newton's wearing that hat.
By the way, Don, you can't picture Michael going, I can't believe he threw the Lombardi trophy. It could have went through Gronk's hands, hit a woman in the head, and killed
her.
How would that have looked?
I did say it's strange that he threw the Lombardi trophy. That could have ended up poorly. But he's Tom Brady. It was caught. Everybody had a laugh.
Are you having a laugh?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Okay, let's move on, shall we?
Please.
Jerks. Two jerks.
Same subject,
say it to
though.
My face.
You're a jerk.
Gronk was on the Late Show on CBS, and he was asked if he had partied with Brady.
No, to tell you the truth, no, man. We've never really hit it like that, gone out like that. I mean, because, you know, we got a, you know, pretty significant age difference, too, if you really think about it. When I got into the NFL, I was 20 years old. He was 32 years old and married. So if you really think about it, he wasn't going to really be hanging out with a 20-year-old, you know, that he barely knew, and going out on the streets with me and my friends when he's married, 32 years old with a kid. So we never really actually... like had like a night like that before, but we've had a lot of good times, and that's all we need, man. We just need to keep winning, and that's our celebration, man. That's a party right there, scoring touchdowns together.
Interesting. I thought that was interesting.
Very.
It makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, because you don't think about that, right? Like,
well, it also points out the fact that when it comes to drinking, Brady's probably a sissy. He probably had one shot. He doesn't party. He sits home eating spinach and thinking, hey, Giselle, I'm going to do your hair. Let's watch Gilmore Girls, dork. So, you know.
You think he does Giselle's hair? You're just an awful person.
I think Tom Brady is a dork. I don't have any love for Tom Brady.
Yeah, he definitely is somebody that you would not have a good time hanging out with.
Yeah, he doesn't look fun to me.
Not
at all.
Gronk looks like you'd have the time of your life.
But here's the thing. I actually have partied with Gronk before. That's real life. He came to my Mitchell and Ness party one year, All-Star Weekend.
And he's also got something in common with you. He's a former 24/7 champ.
Well, that's the thing. You know, him and I, we relate. We understand each other.
Oh, as and champ. Brady just doesn't have the 24. He's a 7 champ.
Yeah, but he's not fun.
How do you know he's not fun?
Because I can tell.
No.
Well, he stayed with a supermodel. They don't seem like they have any problems, so he's obviously enough fun for Giselle Bundchen.
What makes her fun?
Who knows?
I don't know.
We don't know.
She could be a dork, too.
So they could be two of the most boring people on the face of the earth.
What's the odds of that happening?
Excellent.
Really?
Excellent.
Boring. All you do is walk past a mirror naked.
I think what Gronk basically said was, in the nicest way possible, he would never hang with Brady. Because he was bored to tears.
Don, what a great observation. That really is Gronk. He basically was like, no one's trying to hang with Tom Brady.
According to Patriots Wire at USA Today, said Tom Brady crushed David Andrews when he was with the Patriots in a beer chugging contest. He can throw down with anybody.
No, I mean,
no, that's not true.
Damian Woody told a story today on DCR that Brady showed up to a lunch with the offensive lineman in New England and drank them under the table. Tommy!
That's not true.
So Damian Woody's a liar now, too. So anybody who doesn't agree with you is a liar.
Yes. Because if you're drinking people under the table, what happened yesterday doesn't happen.
Yeah, that's the thing.
How much do you know? He might have drank an unbelievable
amount of liquor. There was a plant nearby that is just soaked with beer.
You think, oh, wow, Don, you're going further. You think the whole thing was fraudulent?
Yes.
Wow.
I love it. Damian. I'm
having
fun
with him.
Hoyer, I think Brady fooled. I think they're going, oh, let's go.
And Tom Brady's hidden talent is beer chugging, according to Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, I've heard that before. I don't buy it.
So
anything that does not fit your narrative.
No. There's no narrative. What do I care? I'm an observer, all right? And I just know I've known people that can drink, like, big time. And what happened yesterday does not happen to those people.
There's a limit for everybody.
There's basically two stages. Stone cold sober, and all of a sudden they pass out.
Now, listen, I'm not a drinker like that. I don't understand.
Neither am I.
So my point is this. I don't judge him being cool or not based on whether or not he can drink well.
Exactly.
I have another wacky word I use for people who can drink to the point of like wanting to die. It's called alcoholic. But my point is, regardless, he doesn't strike me as a fun guy, whether he got wasted yesterday or not.
You would probably kill a small farm animal to get invited to hang with Tom Brady.
No,
you liar. Both of you.
No, come on.
Especially Peter. Peter loves famous people.
I never go. All those Super Bowl parties, I never wanted to go.
I'm talking about Peter more than you. You're a social outcast.
Where did you go? The Prince party? I didn't even want to go.
You really think that of all the people that I would be like, I want to party with, you think Tom Brady's high on the list?
No. I think there's a lot of people that you would kill small farm animals to hang out with.
By the way, you're so full of it. You're projecting.
I'm not full of anything.
You're projecting so badly. That's you. That's not me. I'm good.
Why would I want to hang with him?
I don't even party. I don't want to go to anyone's party.
I'm the least affected person by the quarantine than anybody in this country. I like being at home. I don't care if I ever leave the house.
Don, what happened when I went to the Prince
you
party?
You like rubbing elbows with famous people.
Don, when I went to the Justin Timberlake party, who was the one who was mad?
Oh, my God, Michael.
I was mad because I wanted to see where Prince lived.
Oh, sure.
Because
now you're
Paisley
a Prince
Park
historian.
Is really... I wanted to see. I like to experience those
things.
And
Peter, in all the Super Bowls we went together, and even back before you started working, Andrew can probably back this up. Who's the one that's always trying to get, we got to get to the ESPN party?
That was me politicking to get bigger jobs. You don't understand that.
That's what you say. You say that, and it's true because you're always got an eye on the prize.
Not anymore.
But you do like socializing with famous people. You just do. I got stories.
Well, you're saying he likes to sniff them dead.
Well, I'm just saying, I was there. Hey, the Alyssa Milano, very famous story.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I did very well in that story. Very well.
Mm-hmm. You, and I'm not knocking you for it, but just stake your claim, man. That's what you're about. You like hanging out with famous people. There's nothing wrong with that.
No,
just
I don't. I don't like most famous people.
Now, both
can
be true. You can be
jerks.
Totally quarantined guy because I don't really think you like going places. But in certain circumstances, you want to be with the famous people. You like rubbing elbows with famous people.
You don't know me. Pipe down.
I know you better than you know yourself. I know myself quite well.
We bet. Especially after your night alone.
Did I say anything, Peter? Have I lied yet during this time? It's true.
No, you're not lying. Guys, Urban Meyer
jerks
has started, of course, his tenure as Jaguars head coach, and already with some controversy, hired Chris Doyle to be the director of sports performance. Doyle was the strength and conditioning coach at Iowa until 2020. He ended up leaving following allegations of racist comments and bullying. Let's hear from Urban Meyer on the hire.
I vet everyone on our staff, and like I said, the relationship goes back close to 20 years, and a lot of hard questions asked, a lot of vetting involved, and with all our staff. But we did a very good job vetting that one.
So you're confident there's not going to be any issues?
Yeah, there won't.
They're
very confident.
Yeah, how did he vet the guy in Ohio State that eventually cost him his job?
Well, But how do
also, Ian O'Connor, Schefter announced that tweet that he hired this guy, and O'Connor said, Urban Meyer will never fail to identify who he is.
But
what do you mean?
Explain to me.
You mean a bad guy?
This is who he is.
Isn't vetting to find out the kind of person he is and if the allegations are true?
Yeah.
Not whether they're going to happen again or not.
Right. He's not a soothsayer. He has no idea if they're going to happen again.
So when you vet somebody, then what is he claiming that those things didn't happen?
Urban Meyer is a different bird.
Yeah, bad bird.
That is, I have never been more confident in something not working than Urban Meyer.
You don't get rid of Doug Marrone.
Oh, me too. I'm so confident in not working. Guys, on this day in 1990.
See Mike Dwayne went back in his field, doesn't have the good balance, his legs together, is busted, landing these. Oh, nice uppercut by Buster Douglas. Look at this. He's knocked Mike Tyson down for the first time in his career. Mike Tyson hits the canvas. He's in big trouble. He may not be able to recover. It's up to 7 and 8. He's not going to make it.
There it is. Buster Douglas knocks out Mike Tyson in Tokyo, 123 in the 10th round, the biggest upset in sports history, a 42-1 dog, and that was the end of Mike Tyson's reign of terror in the heavyweight division. That'll do it for ENN on this Thursday.
I guarantee one thing. Don LeGrette would carve off a pinky toe to drink Budweiser nips behind Clixies with Tom Brady. Pinky toe. Carve it off.
No
That's
way.
What would happen.
Not true.
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow.
Sure, we sure will.
See you.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.